You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. The local programming you hear on Red River Radio is made possible by listeners who become members and by Nacogdoches Medical Center, where the East Texas Neuroscience Center offers a full range of neurological treatment for headaches, back pain, strokes, seizures, and memory disorders. Taking a customized approach for your unique pain, information is on the web at easttexasneuroscience.com. It's Friday, and commentator Archie MacDonald is back in the saddle again, and he can recite the Ten Commandments of Cowboys.
King of the Cowboys. Some of you might think that title rightly belongs to Leonard Sly, an Ohioan who came to the movie West singing with the Sons of the Pioneers and let the moguls change his name to Roy Rogers. Roy, you know, means king. Not so. To any veteran of the 1930s and 40s B-Westerns, Gene Autry still rings. Autry, or Autry, as legions pronounced it, was born in Tioga, Texas, near the Oklahoma border, and preferred in later years to be thought of as an Oklahoman. I'll forgive him that indiscretion. Gene was my first hero back when I packed iron and rode my stick horse, and heroes can reorder their orientation to wherever they wish. Gene operated a telegraph key in his adopted state and sang when the wires weren't working. Another Okie, Will Rogers, suggested Gene could make it on the radio in New York. And he did, with a string of successes that began with That Silver-Haired Daddy of Mine and extended through Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, still one of the all-time top-selling recordings. Before the 1930s ended, Gene was a top movie draw, especially in the South, where we took our lawmen and outlawry seriously. He took time off to help Clark Gable, Jimmy Stewart, and Audie Murphy win World War II, then returned to the screen and to a popular radio show set at his Melody Ranch. Autry really could sing, ride, and shoot. Typical Texas-Oklahoma skills, of course. But his screen persona wasn't built on authenticity. His movie garb was costume Western. He never lost his hat in countless fistfights with the bad guys, and was sometimes seen in airplanes or chasing villains in cars while riding Champion, the Wonder Horse. Autry movies contrasted good and evil. Perhaps especially the juvenile viewer could identify the stalwart citizens, such as Autry, by the contrast of the scruffy clothes and bad habits of the heavies, who personified criminality. And in the end, the upright always prevailed. Autry's popularity was sustained in part because of 10 commandments he followed rigorously on film and in public. 1. A cowboy never takes unfair advantage, even of an enemy. 2. He never betrays a trust. 3. He always tells the truth. 4. He is kind to small children, old folks, and animals. 5. He is free from racial and religious prejudices. 6. He is helpful, and when anyone is in trouble, he lends a hand. 7. He is a good worker. 8. He is clean about his person and in thought, word, and deed. 9. He represents womanhood, his parents, and the laws of his country. And 10, a cowboy is a patriot. That may not rival Moses' version of the commandments, but it is not a bad mantra for success. It made Gene a billionaire and the owner of his very own Major League Baseball team. Not bad for a lad from Tioga. I wish you could hear him now.
He's back in the saddle.
I'm back in.